Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation for, excuse me, 4 o'clock on May 23rd, 2018. Roll call. Commissioner Mueller.
Here.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter's absent. Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Here.
Counsel Leahy.
Here.
Administrator Squire.
Here.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, so a motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner DeBeer. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. The consent agenda, do we have a motion to approve that considering the, or can't even talk, including the minutes of the May 9th, 2018 regular meeting and the April 2018 financials and notices of bills paid? So motion by Commissioner Mueller and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? Do we need a roll call vote for that? Yeah, okay. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. All right, action presentation items. We have none. On to discussion items. Public Relations Committee update.
You want to take it or do you want me? That's what we're giving it up there on.
So I actually was emailing even today with Carolyn. They still don't have a set time for the shoot, just a set date. I didn't want to put out the request for talent too early because people don't remember. So I put it out there in about 2 hours, had 25 people. So we're fine on talent.
A request for talent?
Yeah, so, but what's kind of interesting is, so we have to provide the talent for the video. And so we were given a rubric of how many people and how many outfits and just basically to be there at 9 o'clock on Wednesday the 6th in downtown. But it's interesting when you do that because then people want to know how much they're getting paid. But we didn't allow for that in our budget, so there are only volunteers. But so I don't have any questions about that. At least my part of it. Vignettes are going to be the day before.
Day after.
Day after on the 7th. In your office.
Yes. For the vignettes, we have Nathan Nick Grove, who is the president of the MDBA and obviously a stakeholder in downtown with Unbound, and then Deja Brew, who will be participating in that portion of the videos on the 7th. That is not the talent portion.
Very wrong, authentic.
Conversation pieces.
Yeah.
So it should be exciting. We're going to be set up for at least a portion of the 6th at Potter's Tea House because it just gives a lot of flexibility from a filming standpoint. So we are waiting on time frames, but assume that you're going to see things all day long on the 6th in downtown from a video standpoint.
Do you know anything about the timeline?
Basically, you know what I know at this point in time. So they've been waiting on us to secure the talent and make sure that we didn't have any challenges from a scheduling standpoint. So I think once you were able to confirm that, it will be. We need to plan on all day. 9 to 6 is what I would tell people. They've given us different scenarios where they will need, some folks will need a couple of different costume changes or clothing changes.
Construction people, though, are we going to provide, construction vests for those? Or do I need to go to a construction site to recruit that?
Put your list of questions together so we can get that to Carolyn.
Yeah.
And then,
No, I've been emailing with her.
Okay.
I just need to follow up on that.
Okay.
So, yeah, not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Friends.
Red carpet. Yeah. I thought it was going to take it back to the old theater. The building's still standing there.
Yeah.
And,
we could do
I'm probably the only one who's ever seen the movie out of that theater.
My agent has called me, I just shot.
And they're probably black and white.
No, come on now, let's show my head color, then I'm covered.
Talkies. Anything else for the public relations?
That's our big push.
Property committee update.
The only thing that we had, a new item on agenda that came to the property committee was John Allen, who's a developer / real estate guy, is the new prospective buyer of the 2.5 acre property. We approved some stuff that we were gonna do as a committee for the town hall project, and I guess the sellers didn't wanna wait, and so he's got under contracts going through his due diligence. He talked about the same type of density in a condo project, a minimum of 3 stories with at least 50 units, underground parking and stuff like that, some surface parking also for visitors and stuff. He didn't have a preliminary plan or a rendering or a layout yet. I think he's just in the process, so I think that'll probably come back through the property committee here in the near future, but and then to this board for some improvement money or whatever on some of the stuff that he's going to be required to do. So we were kind of excited to hear what he had to propose. I think we all opened the door that, you know, we'd probably look at a taller than 3-story building depending on this parking requirement. So hopefully we'll see that in the near future. So all I've got. Unless I give a quick update on the RFP, or are you gonna do that, Todd?
I was gonna say it's in the downtown projects here if you want to include it in your thing.
Well, first of all, Todd did a great job last night with the council. We actually got that. The RFP was approved and passed 3-2 vote without the mayor having to vote. So I think we're going to the next step. I think got that done on the second go around.
Mr. Chair, I guess I have a question. The discussion last night, is that going to hurt our responses?
I hope not.
Chairman and Commissioner Greer, my thought is if somebody's paying attention, they would look at the whole picture. And the comments from Treg and from previous comments from Genesis and comments from Ann, all of them were positive. This is a great vision. We appreciate it. And then you got two that don't want to do it. So I hope they look at the depth of the comments if they're looking at the comments and say, well, we've got the majority of the council that want to move forward on. Did adjust, if I might add, Steve, we adjusted a couple of things as far as dates last night with the additional time to with the council and then also some discussion with Cameron about maybe needing a little more time for folks to get a proposal together and trying to balance that with the urgency of wanting to get something rolling. So we had initially built in a July 5th date for the submissions. We moved that to July 25th. So basically, instead of a 45, a 60-day window. And then the pre-proposal meeting will be on June 18th instead of June 11th here. And other than that, you know, we've added some of the pictures and diagrams to it, tightened up a little bit of the language here and there, but nothing substantial. I think I've given a final draft to Cameron and Ashley, and we're ready to get it out tomorrow, assuming there aren't any tweaks or changes.
Yep, the legal advertisements will be sent to all the publishing entities tomorrow. Usually there's a 2-3 working day note, you know, in advance, so you won't see that in the papers until early next week. But we've been putting together various lists of individuals and groups and organizations that we want to send the invitation or advertisement out to. So we're going to work on a concerted effort to get it out as far and wide as we possibly can as well, too.
Just a quick comment, Mayor. I think the hope is, and I don't think it's heard do we get some developers from out of the area? And with the invitations that we're all going to try to participate and send out, maybe we'll get some out of state, out of town developers that will come in and take a look at it. So some of the local political stuff, I don't think will even, you know, play in that. So.
I hope so.
That's what the hope is, I guess. So.
I think the beauty of this is that it's the pure free market process. People are going to either take it or not take it. They're going to want to develop it or not want to develop it. And from what we're seeing, the activity around, almost every vacant space lot in Boise is being developed. And that's true in almost all the areas where there's some congestion. And I think that part of it is going to be when pencil hits paper and a developer makes a proposal and shows something that's going to be there. And then you'll have people who are naysayers saying, gee, I didn't realize it was going to be that great, and that's what it's going to be. And I agree with Steve. I don't think there's any problem with it. I think, you know, democracy is great. You have yes votes, you have no votes. The reality is what hits the paper and what do people want to do.
I'd agree with both your statements too, that I just think most people don't follow it that closely. There'll be a few that do, but the majority won't. And all they know is there's an RFP out, they'll respond to it if they want to.
Good.
Yeah. Anything else on that? Downtown Parking, Transportation, and Streetscape Committee.
There's a report on the second to last page. Just a couple of things to highlight, you know, the 8 items that are on there. I thought the VRT update by David from VRT was very, very positive. That program, the Harvest Van program, is working so beautifully, and a request is being made for a third van to extend that program and eventually to expand it so that maybe it would even have a little further reach, so it would bring people to places, not just here in Central Meridian, but if they need to get to some other place, they can get there. That's, you know, maybe outside of our immediate area. That was great. The Idaho Avenue parking, you know, Caleb has been great about wanting to make sure he gets a lot of input, and a decision has to be made this coming Friday by the Downtown Business Association as to what kind of parking they're going to approve for or recommend for that street. And it looks like right now that it'll be parallel parking on the south and angled parking on the north. That was kind of the consensus that was talked about. So we'll see if that's what it is. But this coming Friday morning's meeting of MDBA will be the telling point for that. And then there was a concern about downtown striping, and maybe Ashley might want to jump in on this one a little bit. But there was a discussion about whose responsibility is it to paint the stripes and the angled parking on Main Street, being that part of that is privately owned and part of it is either ACHD or city responsibility or something. And we haven't done that painting before, and I don't know how much it would cost, probably not a whole lot, but it is a cost, and, you know, whose responsibility is it? My own personal feeling is public parking should be public stripe, but that's me.
I think part of the challenges we were trying to figure out is that the angled parking areas were part of a local improvement district, and we were trying to figure out if that was still active or if that had been closed out, and just not understanding if they were still collecting funds for maintenance of those parking spaces, and if they are, then why are they
closed that long?
And that's what we were trying to get confirmation of. There just wasn't anyone who could confirm that prior to the meeting. So.
That was it. It was other than that, very general meeting.
Thank you. 10 mile update.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything to update the board on at this meeting.
Okay.
car wash a couple times.
The car wash is working, but did you see the other building behind there going up?
Mm-hmm.
I asked Mike Ward last night, I said, well, you guys can come on out there. It looks fantastic.
Yep.
Footings for Brighton's buildings is going up too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cleaning windows and stuff. I don't think they've moved
in. They're not quite in
yet. They're probably in the finals.
They finished the exterior, but they built out inside. It's still all going.
Upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, last page in your packet are all the upcoming meetings, including the video shoots that we mentioned, some of the pre-bid meetings that we have. Coming up as well for the sidewalk construction project. Anyone is welcome.
Your name, do you want to be on the video?
I'll call you Tell.
Tell. Council's report.
Nothing additional, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Administrator's report.
Nothing additional, thank you.
Chair, I have a public comment, so under public comment, can I come up here and make a comment?
Well, maybe. For Chairman's report,
I have property.
I'll yield the floor to you for Chairman's report. You can go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, this is exciting. Yeah, I just want to bring you, the commission up to date on what's been happening with the Children's Museum. As many of you probably well know, about 4 years ago, the mayor set up focus groups because the Children's Museum had been on surveys for the city and as to what kinds of activities citizens would like to see. And Children's Museum is a county, please correct me if I'm wrong, but it came out pretty high ranking. Children's museums were ranked pretty high in terms of an activity that families would like to see happening, and especially happening in our downtown area. So the mayor was kind enough on her own initiative to set up focus groups and brought in 20, 30 people who are interested in children in various capacities to come together to see what can we do about establishing a children's museum. And the upshot of those focus group meetings was that, yes, we'd like to do it, but we'd like it to be a private venture, not a city venture. And so there were about seven or eight of us, myself included, who established a nonprofit board. And we called the Children's Museum the station. It was first Bubbles, and we were afraid that if somebody Googled Bubbles, they may not be getting a children's museum in terms of the internet. So, and because we felt that children really love trains, and trains are an integral part of transportation and so forth here in the valley and have been historically, that we would call it the station. So we did do that, established bylaws, became incorporated through the Secretary of State's office as a nonprofit, and we're in the process of applying for nonprofit status through the IRS, which is a very time-consuming process, so about a 26-page document with all kinds of addendums and so forth. And Joe Kozlowski, who all of you know, was doing this all pro bono as a member of our board. And while literally I was in the meeting with Joe going over this 26-page document, I got a call from J.C. Jones. And JC is also a member of the station board and has been very active through the historic commission and so forth to get the Children's Museum started, that she had received a call from a lady named Pat Baker, whose husband, Mike Baker, Keith knows, he's a prominent construction man. He built all the Chevron stations and Jackson stores. That's all his work. And he and his wife own the Bon Voyage travel agencies. And they had offices in Boise, Meridian, and Napa. Well, JC got a call from Pat, who husband unfortunately passed away about a year ago, and she, for the last 10, 15 years, ever since she's been in the travel business and has traveled all over the country, she's had a passion for visiting Children's Museum and wanted to see something like that happen here in the Valley. And in fact, at one time, she was willing to even just do it herself as a private enterprise. But her husband died. She wanted to start this up again, and she was counseled that it would be better to be a nonprofit. And in the meantime, about 6 months ago, JC and I had an interview with a reporter for the Idaho Press Tribune, and she did this wonderful article on this vision for a children's museum. Well, Pat read this article, saw this article, contacted JC, who was the contact person on it, and said, she'd like to work with us jointly to do it. Well, she's a wonderful lady. She has wonderful contacts. She's done wonderful things. If you've ever enjoyed Capitol Park in front of your Capitol building, Todd, she, starting with a $1,500 grant about 25, 30 years ago, developed that park from a weedy area with asphalt walkways to the park it is today. And to this day, she and a group of her horticulture friends clean out the middle of that park every spring to get it ready for the summer. So that's the kind of person she is. And so JC and I met with her, and we said, you know, she asked us, would, you know, she didn't want to be in competition to have two different children museums, and she hadn't started her nonprofit status yet. So in working together, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to work together to do this, being that she was willing to put up front funds to get us started in the building. And she was first looking at leasing space. And what we told her was, yes, we'd be more than happy to do it. But you know, we've done a lot of surveying, research, anecdotal here in Meridian, and we really feel that it needs to be housed somewhere in Meridian, hopefully in our downtown area, which is kind of a focal point for this whole valley in terms of young families. And she agreed. She lives in Eagle, but she was more than happy to have it here in Meridian. And she was first looking at the Rosauer's property and leasing that, and it was 17,000 square feet, but it would have been very, very expensive for a new startup nonprofit to lease. So in talking to her real estate agent, and talking to her about it, said, you know, it make more sense if you have the funds and want to, you were going to buy something anyway, why don't you buy property and you lease it to the museum? And so that's what she did do. So she put in an offer on the Dufus Hooper property, which is the craziest name I've ever heard of for a restaurant, and I can see why it went out of business. Anyway, we, the three of us, JC, she and I, took a look at that building. And it's a wonderful building. It's 8,800 square feet. It's in great shape. She had it, you know, checked out to make sure it was, everything was working. And it was fine. And the price was right on it. It was, you know, within market parameters for that size building. And it also includes about an acre and a half of property, which is critically for both parking and expansion. So about half of that, and I think all of you know where it's located, it used to be the Tony Roma's restaurant, what I've been told, and it's across from Winnico there. And you know, there's like a strip mall kind of buildings, and then there's that restaurant building, and then there's all this parking space in between. And the owner of the rest of that property is willing to cooperatively let the parking be well, so it's really a great location. And so she put an offer in on the property, and after some negotiating with the owner who lives up in northern Idaho, she got a deal. And so it's supposed to be closing, the escrow will be closing this coming Friday, and she'll take occupancy for the building. Pat is also making a very substantial donation to the museum to get it started as so what I'm sharing with you today is it looks like our urban renewal So what I shared with you are in these two handouts of what we've been passing out. And by the way, we were at JC, Hillary, Carmen and I, Pat. We were at the Botanical Gardens about 4 weekends ago when they had that children's kind of, I forget what they call it. It's the kind of thing where people who deal with children's activities come and share what they're doing. Well, we were there. And all of the young families who came and saw what was going to be happening were ecstatic. And the first question they asked is, where's it going to be? And we said, well, at that time we didn't have the location, but we said, it's going to be somewhere in Meridian. Great. They were so happy that it was going to be in Meridian. So anyway, with that behind us, we're going to be starting out on different kinds of fundraising. Pat and I had a meeting with the development director for the Idaho Community Foundation, and they have given us their approval that they will represent us as a nonprofit until we get this 8-month nonprofit status thing finalized through the IRS. And the way that will work is that any donations that are given to the Children's Museum will be funneled through the ICF, through Idaho Community Foundation. They will do everything about sending out thank you letters with their tax ID number and all of that, and they will handle all of that. They will hold those funds for a small administrative fee, and at the time we get our nonprofit status, then they will just grant all that money that they're holding to us. It'll be forwarded to us. So that's for the donation part. On the back of this form that says how you can bring the Children's Museum to reality are examples of the types of exhibits. And by the way, I should mention, this is going to be for children ages 3 to 8. 3 to 8. And they're all hands-on activities that are dear to that age child. And we are going to be looking for sponsors for these. Now, for the sponsors, we really don't need the nonprofit status, because any business who contributes to this could do it as a tax write-off, as a marketing expense. That's basically what it is. So we can go ahead and start the sponsorships as soon as we want to. And then we can also then start memberships, because memberships are a service fee. They are not a donation. If you either pay $8 to get into the museum on a one-time basis, or you buy an annual membership, just like you would do any place else where there's a service that is being provided for you. So those are the kinds of things that we're going to be doing. The board of directors has been established for the museum, and it currently consists of 13 members, and I don't want to speak for any other member who's on that board, but if there is any other member who wants to speak about it, please do so.
No pressure.
But anyway, I think it's a terrific board. It's wide ranging. We have representative Dr. Julie Poole, who's from Boise State University, her early ed department. She is on it. Lori Nason, who's with the Idaho Education Association. She is on it. We have Fred Shoemaker, who is a prominent attorney in Boise. I don't know him all that well, but I've been told he's very prominent. I met him. He's a great guy. He is on it. And, you know, as I said, Pat has known a lot of people through their years. And so, and on that board as well, because we did merge the two groups, J.C. Jones is the secretary. I'm the treasurer. Pat is the president and executive director, and Joe Kozlowski is on it, and Susan Mahoney, who are also on our board, station board, are on it. So we have good Meridian representation on that board. So I wanted to share this with you and let you know that it is going to happen, and I hope that any of the businesses in Meridian that want to get involved with sponsorships, you can take a look at activities or things that are Rob health related. They're health related. There are things, Steve, that are construction related. I'm just pointing this out. I'm just not saying
no pressure.
But, you know, they're there. So anyway,
no pressure, but
if you're interested, there will be plenty of information coming in the next, you know, couple of months. So
technology related,
so anything to do with children that we can do. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share today and bring this for your information. And we're going to be out promoting it. Thank you so much for giving me this time, more than my 3 minutes.
Thanks for being here. Okay, that's exciting news. I'd heard about the property being in contract just this morning, and I was like, what's the, you know, how's the connection? Because I heard her name, and you explained it all, so that makes sense.
Did you know Mike?
No. From all the comparative studies that have been done and by the way, Pat on her own joined the Children's Museum Association of the United States, so she gets information from almost every children's museum around the world here. And the anticipated guest participation in the first year is 70,000 children and adults coming through.
Wow.
So our downtown business people don't know how to leverage that. Part of what we're going to have to do is teach them marketing skills, how to do that.
Well, with the info right next door, there's your version.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking at anybody